Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Jahishka?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you because I sent you a text message earlier today with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work
okay.
with Elida.
Yeah.
Did you receive my message?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Do you have a couple of minutes to go over the requirements just in case you have any questions?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I sent you four links. One is for your application. The second link is going to be for a test. It's called a competency test that you need to complete. And it's basically some reading material that you need to read and then answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read.
Okay.
Now, for this test, just try your best to complete it and submit it. Don't really worry about the score. Again, the most important thing is that you finish the whole test and then you submit it to us, okay?
Okay.
For the direct deposit form, if you want us to set you up, double-check your account number and routing number before you fill out the form so we can set you up on our end, okay?
Okay.
And then the last thing is going to be your I-9 and W-4 document. So that's going to ask you questions like if you have any dependents you need to claim, if you were consider yourself single, married, or head of household, et cetera. Okay? And
okay.
Then you would need your two forms of IDs. Do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes.
All right. And do you have your social as well?
Yes.
Perfect. So when you have some form, if you can please send that over because I need to submit a background check report using those two pieces of information, okay?
Okay.
Are you up to date with your TB test?
Yes.
Okay, great. When did you get it done?
Within the last year.
Okay. Perfect. And have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
Good. Do you happen to keep any of your old expired IDs?
No.
Or maybe
no.
Like a pay stub, a bank statement?
Yes. Yes, I have.
All right. So if you can pull like a bank statement or a bill or a pay stub from 2023 or older, that would have your name on it, your Pennsylvania address, and we can see that it's from the date of 2023 or older. And we can use that as your residency proof.
Oh, I do have my old driver's license.
That's right.
Yeah.
If it was issued in 2023 or older, then we can use that.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Send me a picture of those documents. And then, do you have any questions on any of the requirements?
No.
All right. Perfect. When do you think I should be able to follow up with you on these requirements?
Within like an hour.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll try reaching out to you later on today, if not tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. How do you pronounce your name?
Jahishka.
Jahishka, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.